Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's that little band from Texas. Billy, Dusty, and Frank. ZZ Top bringing us back. 7 till the hour, and that's some serious blues right there, folks. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're spinning some blues here on the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Rob Levin, another great advocate. He's the publisher of the New York Enterprise Report. He's an outstanding entrepreneur, someone I admire very much for what he's pulled off with publishing a print magazine and being successful with it in this day and time. Rob, again, thanks for being here. And as I said, I'm proud of you.
Appreciate that.
NYReport.com. And another thing that you've done, you've really taken a leadership role in this, in your the tri-state area up there in New York and Connecticut and New Jersey, and that is your awards, your small business, your NY Report small business awards that you have, the gala that you have every year in, I guess it's September, October, and that's coming up before you know it. So you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, this is now, believe it or not, this is now the eighth year.
Wow!
Of the event.
I've never seen people have so much fun as the one that I attended.
It's really cool. I mean, and you know, people are like, well, how do you do it? And I don't know if you know if I have the answer for it anymore. It's a lot of work goes into it, and I think we did amazing with companies applying for it this year.
Right. Right.
I think we're going to announce the finalists in a month or so.
Good.
And it's just turned into this incredible network.
Well, let's make sure that when you announce those people, that not only do you talk about them, come back and talk about the show, but let's line some of them up to get them interviewed on the show.
Well, you know what? Let's save that for the winners.
That's what I mean. Let's work that out. All right. So last thoughts on the. Oh, by the way, can they find out more about this at your website? About the
award
show?
Yeah, they can.
What program?
Just NY.com, and over on the right, you'll see our events, and that's the event that's up there right now.
All right, sounds good. Wrap up our conversation on sales.
So, the one other thing I'll just add to that mix is that as a sales manager, or if you don't have one as a CEO, maybe the most important way you can help your sales and sell more is with time management. And in two quick tips on that one. Number one, make sure that they are focusing on the right accounts, the right size, not too big, not too small, whoever you've determined. Certainly watch those small ones. They can suck up your time.
Right.
And don't let them run their day by email. Okay? If they're running their day by email, somebody else is setting their agenda.
That's right.
And they're never getting around to making those big calls and doing that research.
And
for
remember,
that big client.
Facebook is the original social media.
If you can pull that off, because it's getting harder and harder, there's no question that's the way to go.
Yep. All right. What else?
Well, I think it's easier said than done. I mean, I'm now seeing companies that are telling their salespeople you can only check three times a day.
Wow.
And it's like trying to get somebody off of a drug.
Right. Right.
But I totally understand it. With emails, you're just reacting.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, plus, exactly. If that's you're a one trick pony. And I'll tell you, one of the things that's really important to understand, Rob, is in the, and this is something I've been working on this year to help people understand. If you're waiting until, if the process of getting in to see someone used to be easy. It's hard. Used to be that getting in to see them was easy, closing them was hard. Now it's to the point where I believe that getting in to see them is the harder part, because once you get in, if you actually pull that off, you're successful doing that, then closing them gets easier because there are not that many people being let in.
And you're building a relationship.
And so your effort and your work and your all of your scheming and planning and strategizing has to really begin early on, even before you've met them. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and you, and by the way, you can use electronic tools to do that better than ever.
That's right.
LinkedIn is not even doing direct sales anymore, but I'm on LinkedIn 3-4 times a day at least.
Right, right. Yeah.
So, absolutely.
Yeah,
I agree 100%.
Yeah.
We got to find something we don't agree on, Jim.
I know. Well, you know, we got the battle scars to prove it. We're out there. You and I are out there every day. This is real world for us. You and I aren't some pointy headed professors in ivory towers. We're out here where the rubber meets the road. And I think that's what happens. Hey, Rob, thanks for being here. Good job. Congratulations on what you're doing, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, Jim.
Come back again, Stephen, ladies and gentlemen, a great entrepreneur and someone I admire very much. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.